On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Civil rights group Not In My Name says it's crucial to create safe spaces where young men can openly talk about their experiences of abuse.
Because it's not just girls that get raped. It's not just girls that get abused. We want to have programs where we're speaking to young men to be able to come out and talk about issues that are affecting them and when they are harmed, especially rape and so on.
The organization's Themba Masango was speaking at a panel discussion in Pretoria yesterday. It was hosted by the Government Communication and Information System and brought into focus the importance of equally nurturing and supporting the development of the boy child. Masango says that boys and men are often afraid to speak out because society encourages them not to. He's made reference to the disturbing case of violent abuse at Pretoria's Zanzu nightclub.
It's very emasculating. It's very embarrassing. It didn't have to take 2 years for the Zanzu issue to come out. If we as guys are able to come together and speak about these issues, and it shouldn't be a stigma or a problem to say, I went to this nightclub and I was raped as a young man.
Premier Tami Ntuli has admitted that little progress has been made in relocating the 2022 flood victims to permanent homes in KZN. He says more than 1,000 families are still living in transitional emergency housing over 2 years after the disaster.
But 7 of 11 land parcels have been rezoned with a total yield of 1,733 sites. 2 land parcels are still being processed for rezoning. Additional funding has been secured for infrastructure development to accommodate more families in permanent housing.
Meanwhile, Ntuli's director of the Provincial Health MEC to address the issue of medication shortages at public clinics and some hospitals.
We are aware of the citizens' concerns. There have been disparities within the availability of medicines due to operational challenges. No patient should leave our facilities without medication.
The Premier delivered his inaugural State of the Province address in Pietermaritzburg yesterday. A court in the Free State has handed a grieving mother a suspended sentence for medical aid fraud. Mamelo Kabo was found to have defrauded the government employee's medical scheme of over 400,000 rand. The Bloemfontein Magistrates Court heard that in 2022, she admitted her sick child to hospital under the name of her other daughter, who's covered by the scheme. However, the child later died and Kabo confessed to the crime when she submitted a request for a death certificate. Her sentence was wholly suspended for 5 years, provided she does not commit a similar offence. And the Vatican says the Pope has been forced to use a face and mouth oxygen mask for the first time due to an isolated breathing crisis. Reports say the 88-year-old suffered a coughing fit. The pontiff was admitted to hospital 2 weeks ago with double pneumonia. Back home, expect warm and partly cloudy conditions in KZN with evening showers and thundershowers in some parts. Durban, Margate, the Burg going up to a high of 26 degrees. Maritzburg, Newcastle, Moira and Cockstead 27. Richards Bay 29. Ladysmith 28. Morning swells at the Durban Beach are reaching 2.5 metres with sunset at 6:29. For Newswatch, I'm Natara Nadesan.